Everyone knows the famous Beis Yosef's question. Why do we light 8 candles if the Nes was only 7 days? Because they found oil for the first day. And the miracle only took place for the next 7 days. So why do we have 8 nights of Hanukkah to commemorate the miracle? We should only have 7 nights of Hanukkah. Now the Beis Yosef himself gives 3 answers to this question. Either they used 1/8 every night of the oil, so therefore even the first night was a Nes. Or after the second answer is after they poured the oil, the pach was still full, which means that even the first night there was an ace. And the third answer is because even after the oil burned all night, it was still full, so even the first night was an ace as well, and therefore there is need for 8 days of the miracle. However, there's a sefer called by Machon Ar Chadash in Ashdod, which collects 500 answers. Everyone knows the sefer Ner Lameya collects 100 answers. This sefer actually collects 500 answers. Now, this shiur would go on for about 5 hours if I gave you all of them, but I'll pick out the main 10 or 15, and we'll see what we could do in the next few minutes. So one answer to this question is that the Ner Lashovavim cited in the Sefer says, because the oil was saved, it was an ace that the oil was saved from being touched by Chitzonim, that Yevanim didn't metame this oil by touching it, and so therefore that alone is worthy of an extra night of the holiday. Now the Sefer Berachos Avraham asks him that, well, how do they know it was not touched by Chitzonim? And therefore he says something wild. The extra night is for the nes that Hashem made the Kohanim forget this halacha, and they lit anyway, despite the fact that it could have been touched by Chitzonim. So the fact that they forgot this halacha, they never forgot anything, and yet they forgot this halacha, they still lit, that's worthy of an extra night. Pretty wild answer. Another answer to this question is that the Ner Hameir says that the 25th of Kislev was Friday night, that we know, so it must have rained, because the Gemara in Tainus that we're doing in Daf Yomi now says that it rains Friday night. So it was a maze that the candles didn't blow out. A similar answer is that there's this extra nes that the wind didn't put out the fire because they lit bechatzos kachacha, right? They lit in the courtyard, so there was no nes to prevent the wind from blowing it out. So the fact that it was the candles lit even the first night is a nes, and therefore worthy of an 8th night of Hanukkah. Now, the Bnei Yisachar says, points out, the 25th of Kislev is often the longest night of the year, so the light meant much more, so even the first night that is, you know, in Nes itself, some even say that the Pach Shemin was only enough for a regular night, and therefore it was in Nes the first night because that little Pach Shemin lasted the full gamut of the night, which was a long night, and therefore that's worthy of an Nes, that is an Nes, and therefore it's worthy of an extra night of Hanukkah. Other answers to this question are, Sefer Nes Shoshanim says that they needed to make up for all the nights that they missed lighting the menorah. Just like a woman who misses Shabbos candles needs to add on an extra night. So too, they had to add an extra light in the menorah to make up for all the nights that they missed. Some other answers are by, whoever knows the famous answer, that the Muhammad itself, Vizeidin Biadoski Sur Secha, his brother Nechai Adam as well, that the fact that that we won the war, that itself gets its own night. So 7 nights for the miracle of an Eishemen, 1 nice night for the war. Now, the Basayin, Hevigal Basayin asks, well, I don't get it. In honor of a Muhammad, so why do we get a candle? We should do something else to commemorate the war. What does a candle have to do with the war? So he says, because since they screamed, Mi Kamocha Be'elam Hashem, when they went out to war, like, you know, who is great like Hashem, and that in Gematria is Ner. I didn't do the math, but I'm assuming Basayin there is correct about that. So if that is the case, so then Mi Kamocha Be'elam Hashem equals Ner, so therefore it's worthy of adding on an extra Ner for the mitzvah. The Basayin also gives another answer, that the Kohen Gadol's seal on the Pach Shemin that they found was the letter Ches, because he wore Ches Begadim. That's what distinguished him from the regular Kohen. They wore 4 cloves, and he wore 8 Bigdei Kuna, so therefore it was a Ches. So because the Pach Shemin that they found had a Ches on it, so they decided to make the miracle 8 nights. The Ner HaMeir says, brings a story by Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha once was, the Helgar Reb Zusha was given Cholav Stam by accident, and he didn't drink it. And then the woman came in and said, well, hey, don't drink it, it's Chalv Stam. And he said, no, I didn't drink it. He didn't even see it, because he physically didn't see it, because a tzaddik doesn't see anything that's tummy. So too, we have an extra night for the nes that the Kohanim didn't even see the tummy oil. It's not that they found tummy oil and they didn't use it. They didn't even see any tummy oil. They weren't not mitame their eyes, and that's a big nes. And in fact, that's meduik in the Gemara, he says, because it says, They only found one pach. It doesn't say they found a lot of tamei pachs and one tahar pach. It says they didn't see anything except for one pach. So that is shows you that they didn't even see the tamei pach. That's worthy of the nes as well. The Amunas Moshe writes that Aaron was praised that shloshino. Aaron never changed the order of the lighting of the menorah. So obviously he didn't. Why would he not change it? So, but the word is that he was still excited. Every day he did it consistently, and he was still excited. And this is not like the Hevuga Bar Ditchever Rebbe, where the famous story goes, right, he once needed an esrog, and he smashed his hand through glass. He didn't realize the glass was blocking the esrog because he was so excited to do the mitzvah. So the Kohanim Gedolim, when they saw this oil, they should have ran to light the menorah, and some of the oil would have spilled. So we celebrate the fact that it was done with excitement, but the oil did not spill. The another answer by the Atzei Zayis says, since the first night was Shabbos, they needed to add extra oil, so it would last even longer on that first night, and that it did, and so therefore even the first night was a nes. The Narrow Mei says, on Shabbos also we light early, so that didn't even count. The first night of lighting didn't even count for the mitzvah. It doesn't count because the Hadalaka Osa mitzvah, so therefore we needed to do Tashlumin, make up, add on an extra night to commemorate the nes. A final answer is by the Sefer Lahavastav. It says there's no reason. Chanukah is a chok. It's to combat the Yavanim. The Yavanim wanted the Jewish people to challenge the reasons for Torah and mitzvahs. And so therefore, Lahavastav, it says there's no reason at all for the Chanukah. It's a chok. And therefore, don't ask it so many questions why it's 8 nights. It doesn't make any sense. It should be 8 nights. Rabbi said, that's it.